This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are a true believer. Blessings of this day.
Please forgive me.
Blessings of the masses. Let us be thankful we have an occupation to fill. Work hard. Increase production. Prevent accidents, and be happy.
An all-powerful biomedical world government that seeks to end the male-female relationship and turn us into drugged-out, shaved-head slaves. Where do you think George Lucas got that plan for his student film in the 60s and his first movie in the early 70s? Well, Lucas has talked about it before.
And I was always struck with the fact that we were living in the future. If you were to make a film about the future, the way to do it would be to use real things, because we are living in the future.
Those were plans being floated around since the 30s at major U.S. and European British universities. Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World in 1931. So people keep asking how I know what's coming next. Are you kidding me? THX-1138 is the actual plan.
As technology becomes more and more complicated, it becomes necessary to have more and more elaborate organizations, more hierarchical organizations. And incidentally, the advance of technology has been accompanied by an advance in the science of organization. It's now possible to make organizations on a larger scale than was ever possible before. And so that you have more and more people living their lives out as subordinates in these hierarchical systems controlled by bureaucracies, either the bureaucracies of big business or the bureaucracies of big government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellencies, the future is already here. The future has begun. It's a new system. It changes us. Because it's a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological spheres. It's the integration of those spheres. Just think of sensors planted into our brains. The opportunities are immense.
Everyone will have wear white. Everyone will have shaved heads. Everyone will be controlled by robots. You'll be forcibly drugged, and you will worship an Antichrist robot. You want to live like that? That's where this all goes. It doesn't go where you're trendy and fun or you're in the metaverse. It ends with you as a slave of robots. This is their religion. You don't get in the Club of Rome. You don't get in the Bilderberg Group. You don't get into these facilities. You don't get into the Davos Group unless you believe us.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example.
And we have to integrate everybody into this process. It has to be an open process. That's the reason why I'm so keen to provide also a forward-looking dimension to this Great Reset Initiative by integrating the 10,000 global shapers, leaders between 20 and 30 years old, who not only leaders, I mean, they represent society in 400 different cities of the world.
It's the end of our species as we know it, and everything they're doing is forced. And billions of people took into their body the experimental GMO. The first gift they gave us was a poison spike protein that cuts the double helix and begins the process of killing us.
Can you hear me? Stay calm. Everything will be all right.
Everything will be all right. We are here to help you.
And you
find that report at band.video. The transhumanist war has begun. No, I will stay human.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We are now joined by Karen Kingston, who is a Pfizer whistleblower. And Karen, the last time I was on with you, we were actually discussing a study that came out that was very shocking and abhorrent about what the COVID-19 vaccine is doing. You've had even more time to properly vet that. But even since that, we now have the Pfizer data that I can't even believe that I'm reporting this, but it's Pfizer's own numbers, folks. In a 3-month survey, a 3% fatality rate of the Pfizer vaccine. Now, Karen, knowing all of this news and the warnings you've been issuing about Pfizer, what is your take on all this, and what do you think the American people need to know?
These are bioweapons. These are, stop calling them vaccines. Stop participating in this mass plan to permanently harm, disable, and kill Americans and our children. So do not use the vernacular of the plan and the lies. So don't call these vaccines, and stop using the term COVID-19. COVID-19 is a list of symptoms. Some of the symptoms are no symptoms at all. This is a giant attack on Americans, and I think that's the biggest takeaway. I mean, I had a cold last week. I had a cold. I don't have COVID. Stop saying that. So I think that's the biggest takeaway, that these are bioweapons. From day one, I've said they're only intended to harm, disable, disfigure, and kill people.
So how is it they can, I mean, this is a bold move to just blatantly promote this vaccine that we now know is deadly. I mean, we have so much evidence. It's just ridiculous at this point. And you know what? See, look, I'm already guilty. I'm saying vaccine. I'm already falling into the trap. Like you just said, I can't even help it. My vernacular is, I've already been trained. It's like, I'm even a victim of the brainwashing, and I know what's going on. But how can they get away with this? I mean, this is bigger than New York City. This is bigger than Dallas. We have all the data. We have all the evidence. I mean, is Pfizer really going to get away with this?
The answer is no, but the way they are getting away with it is our Congress and former presidents, Obama and Bush Jr. Obama, Bush Jr., and our Congress passed into law through the PrEP Act, Paupers Act, and Cures Act the ability for basically our government to commit crimes against humanity, against the American people. And just like they did in Nazi Germany, they delegate the tasks of harming, disabling, and killing people to civil servants. So down to police, firefighters, doctors, healthcare providers, and even school boards. And they're able to do this because under the PrEP Act, it states that you will not be found guilty of willful misconduct, which is that you know what you're doing is wrong, that it is illegal and criminal, that it could, we know that the harm outweighs the benefit. And you know that you have no factual or legal evidence for moving forward what you're doing. And you cannot be charged with a crime, because as long as you are following HHS orders, or guidelines, which is CDC guidelines, then you get this get out of free jail memo. And that's what's happened. So school boards and mayors and governors have all been assured, as long as you follow what we're saying, don't listen to the parents, don't listen to your patients. As long as you follow what you're saying and you inject people, you make children wear masks, you cannot be charged civilly or criminally under, as long as there's an emergency declaration. So that's how they think they can get away with it. And then if you take a look at the Department of Defense, U.S. Army contract with Pfizer, it's disgusting, though. And they actually state, like bullet number five, I have it right over there. They state to Pfizer, and keep in mind, under this contract, you are considered, I forgot what they said, like a delegated personnel. Like, you know, I can't remember the term right now. So they gave Pfizer immunity beyond even manufacturing immunity. They gave them the same immunity that you would give that they gave an individual.
Well, and then Joe Biden, in one of the, I mean, the whole an hour of lies in his State of the Union, but one of the big whoppers, he says, gun manufacturers are the only industry in America that can't be sued. Well, not only is that not true on its face, it's actually the vaccine manufacturers that are the only industry that cannot be sued, and that's on record, as you were just discussing. But let me try to get a different angle to this. If Pfizer is making a bioweapon, for whom are they doing it?
The enemies of America and of freedoms around the world. So that would be, you know, I don't know the exact names, but if you take a look at the World Economic Forum and the specifically the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, where, again, Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, spoke at on October 5th of last year, he said that we are 38 nation strong organization that is against nationalism. Nationalism is, you know, that's what Americans are, to create this unified government, and they're growing. So it's that 38 nation state comprised of officials from nations as well as extremely wealthy individuals. And the plan, as we know, is to depopulate and control the world. I said this before. I mean, I feel terrible for the American people. We were all deceived. We're all betrayed. We're all locked in this nightmare, and we're trying to get out. And so we were deeply, deeply betrayed into thinking that these people were trying to help us when they were actually harming us and taking away all of our rights and all of our liberties. And I'm terribly sorry about that. But the only way out of it is to speak the truth and to stand up to them. So I think that's what we need to do. And I think, you know, you're saying, you know, are they going to get away with it? I don't believe so. There's a new marshal in town in D.C. starting on March 14th, Carl Mateos, who is the chief technology officer, chief information officer from the U.S. Marshals. And he is going to take that position at HHS on March 14th. The FDA, CDC, and NIH all report into HHS. And the U.S. Marshals are our largest police force, most powerful police force in this country. And their job is to make sure that whether it's at a federal level or local level, that government officials are not violating Americans' constitutional rights.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to get a grip on this, I would view it like there is a corporate world government. I think we've all now kind of seen how that's working, how it's being laid out, especially post-COVID. But essentially, the pharmaceutical industry's role in the corporate world government is eugenics, is population control. And that's why they're promoting this vaccine. And what's incredible to me is, I mean, there's probably never been, again, I just said vaccine. There's probably never been a time that I could recall where there's a product where a study comes out, says it's deadly, kills thousands of people, and still gets promoted. I mean, it's not just, hey, we're going to keep it on the shelves. They're still pushing it. They're still selling it to us. Ignore the data that just came out with how deadly it is. Has there ever been a pharmaceutical product that has been linked to so many deaths that they continue to promote?
No. The products would be completely recalled. Again, under the FDA law was a 312-241, I think it is .241, there would be an immediate stop to the manufacturing, and it would all be recalled because they're putting American people at unreasonable risk for harm and death. It would be recalled, and there would be civil and criminal charges brought against these corporations and the individuals at these corporations. Period. So, but the problem is, I guess this is the problem, Owen, is on January 27th of 2020, Secretary Azar at HHS made a declaration that the SARS, the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19, was a threat to public health, safety, and national security. So then they were able to put in these emergency use laws, which allows pharmaceutical companies, manufacturers, to produce a product that doesn't go through animal trials, doesn't go through phase one or two trials, doesn't even need to complete it, okay? It allows them to not manufacture products that don't have to adhere to good manufacturing practices. They can expire the product, you know, and people are like, well, there's no expired product. Yes, there is. On August 22nd, Marion Gruber from the CBER division of the FDA sent out a letter to healthcare providers, and it's posted on the FDA website saying, look, if you have expired products from Pfizer...
Hold that thought. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This song is playing. I was just thinking in my head, you know, are we at the end of the line here? Are we reaching the end of the rope here? And then it's Jim Morrison, end of the line. We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. My guest is Karen Kingston, Pfizer whistleblower. We're talking about the vaccines, and I know you were getting into something. You got cut off by the break, but do you feel like we're just reaching the end of the line here, Karen? I mean, this is just so out of control with these non-vaccines, these bioweapons that, I mean, the data that's come out now, whether it's what the vaccines are doing inside of the bodies, whether it's the fatality rate of the vaccines, I mean, you just get the feeling we've got to be reaching the end of the line soon if we're not already there. I mean, how can it get any worse? I mean, what are they going to release? The next vaccine is going to kill half the people that take it in an hour? I mean, do you get the feeling that we're starting to reach the end of the line with all this?
Well, yeah, but I think... what I'm seeing happen though is that they're throwing us a bone, right? They're lifting the mask mandates. I live in California, so this is the most locked down state in the union. So they're lifting the mask mandates at the schools this week. They're doing this across the country, okay? And they're rolling back the vaccines, and the CDC is now saying, look, you know, you don't necessarily need to do contact tracing anymore. But while they're doing this, the World Health Organization is moving forward with an international treaty that if there's another pandemic, which they are planning, then every country needs to move in lockstep. Not that we just didn't, because we did, but they need to move in lockstep as far as the rollout of the vaccinations against the next weaponized virus that they're going to release. And this is dangerous because Biden also put forward, and I don't know where the plan is and where it stands as far as going into being passed in the House and the Senate, is he put together a COVID-19 responsive plan. And there's a portion of that prioritizes vaccinating children. So if you take a look at the World Health Organization plan, they said it's important that everyone get vaccinated all around the world, especially the children. So if they declare a vaccination day, if your child's in school by default, they will be injected with these bioweapons. And I don't know if it's Trump or Blinken that enters into these treaties with the World Health Organization, but make no mistake, they're signing away our constitutional rights. That is treason. So they're giving us, we're having breathing room right now just for another attack. Yeah. In Q4 of 2022. So we need to stop this now. There are laws in place that allow, quote unquote, allow people to commit crimes against one another here in this country. The reason why I asked you to just bring this up, so if you click on download final guidance for the document and go to page 3, these are the laws that are waived. Just an example, go to page 3, example of what people are being injected with and how reckless it was bringing these products to market. And the reason why, go to page 3, number 3, the reason why that this is so reckless. Right there, those three bullet points I'm going to highlight. Empower the FDA to extend expiration date of an eligible FDA-approved medical countermeasure, to stockpile it so they can start, so and they can produce these injections prior to getting FDA authorization. That's why so many were available. Under normal circumstances, you can't ramp up and start mass production until you get actual approval from the FDA.
Plus, I mean, that's like insider trading. It's like, oh, we know we're going to get the approval anyway, so just go ahead and make them all.
Exactly. This is how insider trading, this is how crime works, not how our government's supposed to work. And then they also waive good manufacturing practices. They allow people who normally, if you go to bullet 3, allow emergency dispensing of the medical countermeasure. That would be these injections. Of an actual CBRN is chemical, biological, radioactive, or nuclear emergency event without requiring an individual prescription for each recipient, and you don't need to be a qualified individual. So I just wanted to show that these were put in place, And, you know, it's really important, too, to weigh those good manufacturing processes. What does that mean? That means there's no inspection of the sites, okay? There's no inspection of the supply chain management for quality control. And so there's a danger there as far as the quality of the product, the sterility of the product, and the stability of the product. But more than that, it gives Pfizer and Moderna plausible deniability. So if they go, wait, we tested your vials and there's graphene oxide in it, and they can go, oh, that must be a supply chain management issue. You know, we rush these to market. We don't know who along the supply chain stuck graphene oxide in there. Oops, won't happen again.
Or, yeah, it's like a contaminant gets into the juice, into the bioweapon, in the process, and they just say, oh, we had nothing to do with it. But going back to that document for a second, do you see any significance in the fact that that came out in 2017? Was there a prior document before that, and then they just rewrote it? Or what's the significance of that date?
It's very significant because on December 13, 2016, Obama passed the Cures Act. And the Cures Act rewrote much of the PrEP Act and the PAPR Act for emergency use authorization products. So that's really important. So this was done under Scott Gottlieb's watch, former FDA commissioner. Yeah, they rewrote the guidelines because they had now more leniency to do whatever they wanted. So that's why they rewrote the guidelines.
And by the way, because I'm just thinking out loud here, just going back in time. I mean, that basically when Fauci said there's going to be a pandemic in Trump's presidency, it's like the same day he said that they released that document.
Yeah, probably about the same time. So.
I think that was. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was. The document's January 2017. I'm pretty sure it was Fauci in January 2017 when he said the pandemic is coming. So they knew it. I mean, they've been planning this for years.
It was actually February 14th. It was Valentine's Day, I remember.
Loving. Okay. He's going to hit you with his pandemic because he loves you so much.
Yeah. So that document just showed is kind of a summary, the cliff notes to a lot of the laws that were passed that allow our government to commit crimes against humanity. But I have some good news is that the laws that Congress passed and President Obama signed into law are unconstitutional. They should have never happened. So under U.S. Title Code 18, Sections 241, which is conspiracy against rights, and Section 242, deprivation of rights under the color of law, so pretending you have authority that you don't have, if that results in the harm or death of American people, then that's punishable by imprisonment, life in prison, or death. Now, why I'm hopeful is because there was an announcement on Wednesday, I believe, no, on Thursday morning I saw, Carl Mateus, who is the chief information officer, as I was saying, at the U.S. Marshals, is now going to be the chief information officer at HHS. And I've been saying this since July of last year. If we want this insanity to stop, if we want to start healing our country and regaining our rights under the Constitution, it's a simple answer. Just say there's no longer a threat to public health, safety, and national security because of a novel coronavirus.
Yeah.
And COVID-19. And then the money runs out, but we can actually restore our country. And what's interesting is the U.S. Marshals are the strongest police arm of this country. Their job is to make sure that people are not violating the Constitution or pretending that they have authority that they don't have or committing treason. That is their job. And so I find it interesting that the CIO from the U.S. Marshals is now going to HHS and that the FDA, CDC, and NIH all report into there. So
All right. We gotta take a break here. Let's come back. Let's again talk about the significance of what you just talked about there. And then what Americans can do, what congressmen can do to try to stop this. And then I have one question, too, about the emergency use authorization that I want to get Karen's answer to on the other side.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body. your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Last segment here with Karen Kingston. Karen, so much of what happened with the vaccine rollout, the bioweapon rollout, the death shot, was because of the emergency use authorization, which we've highlighted before here. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, they have not pulled the emergency use authorization, which is their legitimate reason for pushing these vaccines out so quickly, these death shots. If the EUA is pulled, would that then pull the shots as well? Could they no longer dole out these shots?
That's absolutely correct. The shots would all have to be immediately pulled off the market if the emergency use declaration is recalled. And if state governors remember that we are a republic and not a democracy, if a state says, look, this virus and viruses that cause this alleged disease of COVID-19 is not a threat to public safety or health in my state, and they stop the declaration, then you will not be allowed to get these injections in the state. The mask mandates would also all have to be dropped. People think, well, that doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does. If you understand FDA law and approval processes, it makes perfect sense. Greenwich Biosciences is a great example. They have a prescription cannabinoid for epilepsy for children who suffer 12 or more epileptic fits a day. And in some states, cannabinoids, derived from marijuana, are considered a controlled substance. So when they got FDA approval, they had to go around state by state to actually have it be allowed to be available in that state. So you cannot have an unapproved, unauthorized product in your state if there is no emergency. So that could actually be a way around it as well. But I think the faster way would be to obviously hold everyone accountable for conspiring to violate our rights.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, if we talk solutions here, I'm just trying to find solutions. I mean, what do you think the American people can do? I mean, send emails to their senators, their representatives. I mean, send the data. I mean, what does Congress need to do? I mean, what do we need to do here?
Everyone needs to speak out at this point. I don't know if you noticed, but they're taking a vote count this week. So first of all, it's really important that Carl Mateus is going to be in HHS on March 14th. This week matters. So they just in the Senate, had a vote on whether or not they should stop the declaration for the emergency use, for the emergency of SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. And it was a 48-47 count. So when I've been asked at speaking events, what's a way if someone is for our country or against our country? And meanwhile, Carl Schwab has bragged about how he has infiltrated all of these governments. So there are people that are enemies of America. I think the number one way to ask them is, will you say SARS-CoV-2 is no longer a threat to public safety and national security? Because once you say that, then everything, all this control gets lifted and we can start healing America. Okay? So the money runs out, but the bioweapons are pulled off the market. The mask mandates are, the contact tracing is all removed. Everything is removed, but so is the slush fund for this quote-unquote COVID-19. So that's the way out of it, So I would say this week, email your governors, say the virus is not a threat to our safety or health. It never was. Stop the emergency declaration. Email your senators, email school boards and say the same thing. Stop all of these processes. Stop testing, stop masking, stop contact tracing, because votes are being accounted this week. I assure you that. And 20, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, if we're still here, if we're still lucky to be here, and I think we will be, your children and your grandchildren are going to ask you, Grandma, Grandpa, what did you do when there were enemies in America attacking children and locking us in our homes and making us wear masks and injecting us with these weaponized injections? Grandma, Grandpa, what did you do?
Well, and we're pretty much, I would say, already through this. Democrats are standing up and cheering when Biden says, oh, we can open the schools back up. I mean, it's like depending on which day of the week it is, Biden decides if he's going to wear a mask. So it's like Monday, he's outside on the lawn. He wears the mask. Tuesday, he's at the State of the Union. He doesn't wear the mask. Wednesday is the mask back on. Thursday is the mask off. But I mean, the sad thing is there's people that are never going to drop these fears. They're never going to be the same. I mean, COVID has done permanent damage to some people's minds, and it's sad, but we have to move on from that. We have to move on for that, and I think that most of the country already has. So, I mean, I don't even know what the analogy here is, but it's like we're going to keep all the fear-mongering, all the theater and everything, even though we all know it's over and we're kind of over it, but we're just going to keep the theater going on. And I guess that's so that they can keep their Emergency Use Authorization Act in place.
Yeah, they want to keep it in place. They want to prepare us for the next attack and then for the next release of the next bioweapon injection inoculation. So we have to stop participating in the program, participating in the lies, period. And I said, this week matters. Show up at rallies, show up at school boards, send emails this week and say, stop the declaration that this is a threat and that SARS-CoV-2 or the novel coronavirus and COVID-19 is a threat to our public safety in your city, in your town, in your state. at the federal level. Start sending emails out. Go on record about where you stand. Because I tell you, I'm in California. Not everyone is on board with this. So once this is recalled, what really needs to happen, too, is the American people, we don't need new laws. And we certainly don't need a new plan for the next pandemic. We do not need that. This was nothing more than exactly what this says. It was conspiracy against our rights. It was a master plan to take away the Constitution from the American people. So what needs to happen is they need a cleaner in D.C. to go through all the laws on the books that have been put into place over the last 20, 30 years that allow for the deprivation of our rights if there is a pandemic. You know, and I would go even so far back, or if there's any kind of outside threat, because the threat, you know, it's like that, it's like that horror story we read as kids. The phone calls are coming from in the house. So the threat's in the house. So we need to go through POPRA, PrEP, Cures Act, and take anything off the books that allows to experiment on American people, that allows them to take away our rights. We have to go back to the Patriot Act and take a look at that and clean that up. You know, just because there's a threat doesn't mean you get to watch me in my house. So that's what needs to happen, is we need, you know, to say there is no longer a threat to national security. We need patriots to take back our government, and then we need to clean up the books, period.
Yeah, and it's like one of those ridiculous movies. It's like, you know, mega shark versus mega croc, or it's like, I don't care if I'm in the middle of a sharknado, my rights are not suspended. It doesn't matter. Exactly. If you've had the worst pandemic of all time, my rights do not get suspended because you release a bioweapon. So you're absolutely right. Karen, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, final thoughts.
My final thoughts, though, is, you know, this isn't people being selfish. This is saying the American people, they're telling us that we are not intelligent enough, we are not compassionate enough, we are not caring enough, we are not responsible enough to know what to do if our health or our neighbor's health or our child's health is in jeopardy. That's what they're telling us. They're telling us we're stupid and they need to make our decisions for us. And that needs to end. That absolutely needs to end. And like I said, this week is the week to speak up and show up. And even if you've been doing it or if you've never done it before, your children, your grandchildren are going to ask you one day, what did you do during this time period? So do something, because you're going to need an answer.
Wow. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. Great stuff as always. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Owen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, again, this is why InfoWars needs to be on the air, so we can get great guests, a platform like Karen, to discuss her thoughts and views on all this from an insider perspective with her experience. And, I mean, you know the attacks we're under, folks. So continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com and share the links. You've really been doing great with that. You really have. That's why we're on air. You share the links. You tell friends and family to tune in. And you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where we got great supplements. We got great household items that you need, like toothpaste. If you're not getting your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com right now, I mean, that's like bare minimum you could do. Get your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm assuming everybody listening to this right now brushes their teeth. I'm gonna go ahead and make that assumption, that everybody tuned in right now brushes their teeth at least once a day. So why not get the toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, which, by the way, is great toothpaste. I love the toothpaste. Everybody that tries the Super Coral toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com tells me about how great it is. So if you're not taking at least that bare minimum step to keep InfoWars on the air, please do so today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The year is 2022, and you are on the verge of a technocratic corporate world government takeover. The choice is yours. Submit or resist. That is the story, ladies and gentlemen, as we are here with you live on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. I got a couple other guests coming up. We're going to have the CEO of Odyssey in studio with us just for a short segment. He just happens to be in town. And I said, hey, pop in. Just do 5 minutes with me. So he's going to be stopping in. And then Dan Lyman is going to be with me for the entire final hour before the great Jay Dyer takes over on the fourth hour. I got a ton of video clips. I got a ton of news in front of me. I'm not even sure where to begin. And let me just start with this stack that I didn't get to yesterday, which is really just so key, where remember when all the COVID nonsense first started, and they would censor anybody that didn't go along with the official narrative. And now, 2 years later, it turns out that all those people that they censored were right. Well, see, that's what's so dangerous about censorship. But, of course, it was never about the truth. It was never about misinformation. It was always propaganda. It was always an agenda that they were protecting. So, when you got the Surgeon General saying the government needs to act to prevent misinformation on vaccines or COVID. That is a, I mean, the proposal, I mean, if you go into practice with this, which they already are doing, but this is the government, this is state-sponsored, state-promoted censorship, a complete violation of the First Amendment. So, I mean, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy needs to be removed right now. You have promoted censorship of free speech as a government actor, as the Surgeon General. That's a violation of the First Amendment. You need to go now. The Surgeon General should not have another breath as the Surgeon General. He should resign if he had any dignity, but no. He should be removed, he should be fired. But we're in the clown world now, where poopy pants Joe Biden is the president. So no, I call for the Surgeon General to step down immediately for the proposed violation of the First Amendment. You are the Surgeon General. This is not North Korea. You are not a dictator. And we have rights here. Kindly step down. You have violated the First Amendment. And not only is it a violation of the First Amendment, what you're doing is dangerous. But he releases this document here. Oh, I'm the Surgeon General. I'm the top doctor in America. I'm not going to tell you about the vaccines killing you because I'm too busy writing up a document about how I want to censor you. I see. Very important stuff. Confronting health misinformation. The U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on building a healthy information environment. Oh, a healthy information environment where they control the narrative and they control what you think and say and see because they're better than you. And you just don't get a First Amendment anymore because the Constitution is trash, which is a quote from The View this morning. I mean, folks, coming up in the next hour with Dan, I got unbelievable videos we're going to show you. No, we have hosts of The View that wear Ukraine shirts. They have a shirt with the Ukraine flag that says Ukraine, and they say that the Constitution is trash. How about this? You're trash. But hey, go over to Ukraine. I'm sure they have a great Constitution over there for you. Go, oh, you want to fight the big bad Putin. I'll tell you what, I'll pay for your first class flight right now. I'll buy you body armor and guns and ammunition, whatever you want. You go over to Ukraine and you enjoy their constitution and you go fight Vladimir Putin because you're so tough and you're so smart and you have the moral high ground. No, the Surgeon General needs to be removed immediately. He's more concerned with censoring free speech than your health. As they violate the Nuremberg Code, what do you think the Surgeon General thinks about the Pfizer data that came out? I've got it right here in my hand. What do you think the Surgeon General thinks about this? Oh, I know what he thinks about it. He's going to censor it. Yeah, he's not going to comment on the 3% mortality rate. What'd you say? Oh, I don't know. Pfizer did a 3-month study, and according to their own data, it's got a higher fatality rate than COVID. Do you think the U.S. Surgeon General will have a comment on that? Do you think he cares about that? Do you think he wants you to know about that? No. He wants to make sure that you can't share that study. He wants to make sure that you don't see this. Here it is right here, Surgeon General. Come and get me. Come and get me, you punk-ass bitch. Wants to take Americans' rights of free speech away? Excuse my language, but, you know, this stuff really angers me. And we're just reaching clown world levels that are so ludicrous at this point. Where the Surgeon General is more concerned about censoring your free speech than... What has the Surgeon General ever said about health? Like I got this study here. And I learned about this in high school. I had fitness and health classes in high school, and I remember stronger muscles, longer life, lifting weights for just 30 minutes a week lowers risk of death from all causes.
Do you ever hear about exercise from your Surgeon General? You ever hear about vitamins and minerals and the immune system? No. You hear about vaccines and masks and censoring misinformation. Is that misinformation? Oh, maybe this is misinformation right here. Maybe my health and fitness courses in high school that told me exercise was good for your heart and can give you a longer, healthier life, maybe that was misinformation. Maybe this Surgeon General will censor somebody that tells you that exercise is good for your health. That's misinformation. I'm the Surgeon General. I don't talk about health. No, I censor free speech now because I think I'm in North Korea. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine goes into liver cells and is converted to DNA. Yeah, it's rewriting your DNA, folks. FDA releases thousands of pages of documents related to the experimental COVID vaccine through FOIA request. Animal studies show adverse side effects. Oh, here goes another one. Katie Meyer, Stanford soccer captain, dies at age 22, cause of death unknown. I think we know, don't we? I think we know, don't we? Really just sick stuff, folks. But see, they want you to live in this clown world scenario. Exercise isn't good for your health. All you need is vaccines. It's like the movie Equilibrium. God, what a sad thing. All these great people just getting murdered by these vaccines. What a sad state of affairs. But it's like the movie Equilibrium, where they force you to take the injection every 5 hours or whatever it is. And then the lead character, Christian Bale's character, who quits taking the drugs, and he like walks outside and he experiences life for the first time ever. But see, they just want to rewrite human anatomy, rewrite human biology, turn it into clown world, globo homo bullcrap. And here's another example from The Times. The cult of natural birth is over at long last. Actually, it's bigger than ever. And then they promote having a C-section. Look, some women have to have C-sections. I'm not demonizing C-sections, but you do understand that C-sections are actually bad for the baby. And you're not getting the right fluids on your skin. And a lot of people have skin problems like eczema and other stuff. And, you know, just in general, probably cutting up a person's body is probably something you want to avoid. But no, so it's all about, oh, babies never were born. Babies were never born. And then it's women never had babies. And then you'll have to get permission to even have a baby. It'll be like that movie with Ethan Hawke. I forget where it is, what it's called. But you have to get permission to have a baby, and it's grown in a lab. And they just say, oh, someone says, oh, women used to have babies. No, women never had babies. You grow babies in a lab. Yeah, exactly. They want to rewrite the entire human experience so that you can't think, you can't feel, and they can just dominate you. And then humans in 100 years won't even know where babies come from.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.